You're listening to A Word from the Lord. A Word from the Lord is a weekly radio outreach of the Bethlehem Baptist Church in Pauls Valley, Oklahoma. My name is Pastor Michael Eaton. I'm your host as well as the senior pastor of the Bethlehem Baptist Church. And as pastor, I want to extend an invitation for those who are listening in the Pauls Valley, Garvin County community areas. Hey, we'd love to see you in the service this Sunday at 11 a.m. Or better yet, why don't you join us in Sunday school? We'd love to see you in the service. We also want to encourage you to get to know us today by visiting our website at www.heargodsword@bethlehem.com. Again, our website is www.heargodsword@bethlehem.com. Also, we want to welcome our first-time listeners listening there on KTLV 1220 AM there in Oklahoma City. A fine city and a fine radio station. I have a lot of friends there in the Oklahoma City area, and we want to thank you for joining us here on A Word from the Lord. And again, we want to encourage you to get to know us by visiting our website at www.heargodsword@bethlehem.com. And there you can click and find information on our social media networks like our Facebook page, Friend Us, MySpace, Friend Us. Read my blogs and look at our videos there on YouTube. We'd love for you to join our family through these social mediums. And also, when you visit our website, you don't just need a computer. You can also tap in through your smartphones. If you have an iPhone or Ebo or even an iPad, you can download our free MP3 files and listen with these different technologies. We want to glorify God in technology as well as through the Word of God. Today, we're listening to a message entitled, I'm a Survivor, I'm a Survivor. We're going to be looking at Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 16 through 19. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 16 through 19. Now, let's get into the Word.
This morning, we're going to look at, as the Holy Spirit will allow, 3 points. We're going to talk about a destined doom. We're going to talk about a dirty drought. And then we're going to talk about a defiant dominance. Christians should be faithful to God in ununderstandable times. Yeah. The pastor made up another word. Ununderstandable times. And we're going to talk about, number one, a destined doom. The text says, I trembled inside when I heard this. My lips quivered with fear. My legs gave way beneath me, and I shook in terror. What could cause a man of God to be afraid? What can cause a prophet to be afraid in that much fear? What is it that is going on that causes the prophet to be so afraid? Well, Habakkuk was a contemporary of Jeremiah, and anybody that knows anything about Jeremiah know that he was the prophet who was picked to prophesy in a time of doom. The people of God had been unfaithful to God, and God had had enough, and God had decided to punish the people of God for being unfaithful, and Habakkuk had a problem with that. How in the world are you, God, going to use an unholy nation to discipline the people of God? How are you going to do this? This doesn't make any sense to me. And the whole book of Habakkuk is a man wrestling with God, trying to understand, what in the world, Lord, are you doing in our lives? I don't understand it. As a matter of fact, Habakkuk's very name means wrestling. wrestling. And there's somebody here this morning. You come here wrestling with some stuff, but God is doing. And in ununderstandable times, you may be wrestling with the death of the man of God, Reverend Judge. You may be wrestling with what the doctor said. You may be wrestling because your kids didn't come home for Christmas. You may be wrestling with a marriage that has no love in it. You may be wrestling and you're trying to understand what God is doing in your life, and you have a problem with what God is doing. You can't understand it. You say, God, I have been faithful to you all my life. God, I say my prayers. God, I give my giving. God, I do everything right, but it seems like everything in my life is going wrong, and God, I can't understand that.
Right, man.
I cannot understand what you are doing in my life at this time. I can't understand what you're doing in my mother's life. I can't understand what you're doing in my father's life. I can't understand what you're doing in my children's life. I can't understand what you're doing in my bank account. I can't understand what you're doing at my job. I can't understand it. And Lord, I got a problem with it. And God says no.
My Lord.
God says no, even after all of your wrestling, even after all that you're going through.
Well, come on now.
And you have to come to terms with this principle of lamenting expected pain.
All right.
Because God says no.
All right.
Lamenting over expected pain. God won't loose you. God won't let you go. God won't do it for you. God is saying no. You're dealing with a destined doom. And this could be deep, and this could also be undeep. You know, I was wrestling with a destined doom in my life. I made a New Year's resolution to lose weight, which really meant I made a New Year's resolution to not be a glutton.
Hello.
To push away the table.
All right, man.
Because Pastor Eton is a comfort food eater.
All right.
I get comfort from that chicken. That chicken ministers to me in the middle of the night when I'm concerned about some stuff. But I really have to not be a glutton. And the destined doom in my life was, I said, I have to go back to the gym.
All right, that's all right. You'll be all right.
Hey, Santa Claus brought me a gym membership, so I have no excuses. But anybody know, at the gym, you got some destined doom. You're walking those treadmills, lifting those weights. There's a lot of pain that goes on in the gym to get in shape. And you know what? I was listening as I was on the treadmill in the gym. I was listening. They did a story, I think, on Oklahoma Today, the morning show, about this vitamin or something like that it would enable you to lose weight without watching what you eat or without exercise. So I looked, if I was in the gym, I said, Lord, thank you. But this was an investigative report, and they said that that was a lie. And a little stipulation in little words, it says you gotta watch your diet and exercise. So I had to deal with my destined doom, my pain, and lamenting, Lord, when I was young, I didn't have to worry about this. When I was younger, I was in TJ shape.
Uh-huh.
At least I thought I was. You say, that's a lie, preacher. You may have been in shape, but not in that shape. You know, we tend to make our stuff when we get older. But if you're going to really come to terms with your relationship with God, you have to question God at times when you don't understand. If you really want to have an intimate friendship, you're not going to get along with your best friend all the time. But you have to overcome the conflict and continue on. And that's what true worship is about. There are times in my life when I will not understand what God is doing because there's a destined doom in my life. But I have to continue on anyway and be faithful. Let's read this on three. This is a wonderful, wonderful quote. Three.
Authenticity and integrity in worship means expressing both lament and praise.
Authenticity and integrity in worship means expressing both lament and praise. If you're sad, express it to God. If you're mad, express it to God. If you can't understand, express it to God. You need to let God know that I want to come to understand. I can't understand. I want to know. And it's in those times of wrestling where you really get to know who God is. It's in those times when you don't understand, you better learn to, if you got to go through, you better learn to lament. In Jesus' name. Because the Bible says that not that we don't mourn, but we mourn as though, not as those who have no hope. Because sometimes in your life when you don't understand the destined doom, and you've had to wrestle with it, because many times the destined doom is only the beginning of a dirty drought. Point number two. It's a dirty drought that's going on. It says what? Even though the fig trees have no blossoms, and there is no grapes on the vine, even though the olive crop fails and the field lies empty and barren, even though the flocks die in the field and the cattle born are empty. It's a dirty drought. And somebody here today, you're going through a dirty drought. And it's not just because you live in the dirty south. There's a dirty drought going on in the north. There's a dirty drought going on in the west. There's a dirty drought going on all over the world. And you find yourself at a place where there's no fruitfulness. You find yourself at a place where it seems like nothing is working out. And you better learn to lament or you're going to lose your life. You better learn to lament to prepare you for the struggle. This is the principle of fruitlessness. Ain't nothing going right.
All right. Well,
it don't seem like anything is going right in my life. The fig trees won't blossom. My grandmother had, back in Colville, Louisiana, a fig tree. And this was a big, healthy, robust fig tree. It seemed like everything took place at the fig tree. The birds visit the fig tree. And Big Mama told me not to go to the fig tree because even snakes were coming to the fig tree. It was a place of life. But it seems like the prophet in this text didn't have a place of life. It was a fruitless time in his life and in the life of the nation. And that somebody here, you feel like you're in a dirty drought.
Yes. All right.
That's okay.
All right.
If you're faithful.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the time of Winston Churchill. Back in May the 13th, 1940. The beginning of World War II, when there was the armies of Adolf Hitler was roaring across Europe, and they seemed unstoppable. They were conquering country after country, and the Nazi Germany was about to threaten and take over Britain. But there was a man by the name of Winston Churchill who was not intimidated by the greatest army on planet Earth. And he went and addressed the House of Commons. And I quote, this is what he had to say. I say to the House, as I said to the ministers who have joined this government, I have nothing to offer but blood, tar, tears, and sweat. We have to go against this ordeal because it's going to be grievous. We have to stand and we have to struggle for the next month after month, struggle and suffering. You ask me, what is my aim? He said, I answered in one word, it is a victory at all costs, in the spear, in the threat of terror, victory. However long and however hard the road may be, without victory, there is no survival. And somebody here today, you're over and you're in a doom. You're over and you're in a dirty trout. But God says this morning that you have to go through. All I can promise you is blood, sweat, and tears. But if you're faithful, you'll make it. Because ultimately, it's not that you win the first battle. Ultimately, you have to win the last battle. And somebody here, you better get the mindset that in the words of Destiny's Child, that I am a survivor in Jesus' name. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to work harder. I'm going to survive. I'm going to make it. I'm going to survive. I'm going to survive this doom. I'm going to survive this drought. In Jesus' name, I'm going to make it. Say to your neighbor, neighbor. Oh, neighbor. I'm going to make it. Say to your other neighbor, neighbor. Oh, neighbor. I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it through this wrestling. Again, Habakkuk said, name means to wrestle. And you're here this morning wrestling. Why does God seem so far away? When will he do something for me? Why did he take away my loved one? There's somebody here wrestling, and you better wrestle on, wrestler. You better wrestle on, because God says that even though you have to go through some doom, God says that even though you have to go through a drought, God says that joy or weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Say to your neighbor, joy! Oh, joy! In the morning, say to the preachers, preachers, all preachers, joy.
Yes, sir.
So you can have joy in your doom. This is what the prophet had. You can have joy in your dirty drought. This is what the prophet has, even as he struggled. Let's go on and read this next part, number three, a defiant dominance. That's what this is. This is a defiant dominance. And this is what the prophet said, even though there's doom in my life, even though there's a drought in my life, what did the prophet say? Did the prophet say that I'm going to go home and commit suicide? Did the prophet say that I'm going to give up hope? Did the prophet say that I'm going to give in and let up and give up? No, the prophet didn't say that. He had a defiant dominance. He said what? Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in my God, the God of my salvation. Somebody here this morning, or the choir song this morning, something about never forgetting what Jesus has done. What they're saying is that I will rejoice in the God of my salvation, even though it's a doom time, even though it's a trial time, I'm going to rejoice in the Lord. The prophet was saying that I'm going to have victory like Winston Churchill. The prophet was saying that I'm going to survive like Destiny's Child, that I am a survivor. I'm going to make it. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to survive. And Jesus' name. Say to your neighbor, neighbor, oh neighbor, you better survive in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Say to the preacher, preachers, all preachers, you better survive in Jesus' name. The prophet had to wrestle, but he survived. Because verse 19 says, the sovereign Lord is my strength. The sovereign Lord is my strength. And he says, he makes me as sure-footed as a deer, able to tread upon the heights. He's made me as sure-footed as a deer. And many of you may be able to relate to the sure-footedness of a deer, because there's deer here in Paul's Valley, but I haven't seen any deers myself. I decided to put this in the Eton's translation, the Eton's ghetto translation. And this is the Eton ghetto translation. You don't have to use it if you don't want it, but I would say that he has made me as sure-footed as a cockroach. I said as sure-footed as a cockroach. Now some of you don't know what it's like to have a cockroach in your house, and some of you know, but you will never admit it. But anybody know who ever had a child to run down a cockroach? You know, you got to be running, going up the wall, running on the ceiling. You have to go up at the ceiling. Some of them will fly away on you. You gotta go away. Get you. And you know you better get that first one, because they're like babies, kids. They don't die. They multiply. They're sure-footed. Scientists have told us that the dinosaurs have died, but the cockroaches are forever. This is the principle of joy, regardless of the circumstances. Because I'm going to make it. I'm a survivor. If I have to be as sure-footed as a deer and have to run on up the mountainside, I'm going to make it, because I'm able to tread on the heights. Somebody here, you may not have known it, but you are as sure-footed as a deer that you can make it through such a time as this. As a matter of fact, you will make it through such a time as this, because you are a survivor. Even though there's doom in your life, even though there's drought in your life, you can have dominance. You don't need to be under the circumstances, Peter.
All right.
God bless you. Amen. No, I put them babies asleep. Amen. Let's read this quote. And on three, everybody who can see this, on three. One, two, three.
James, hear the voice out, that the sound that moves like the buckler. Employ a narrative art. It moves you from grief and lamentation to celebration and joy.
Amen. That means I feel the grief, but I don't live in it.
My Lord.
What did David say? He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. David didn't say, I live in the valley. He said he walked through the valley. Somebody's tempted to live in the doom. Somebody's tempted to live in the drought. But God is telling you this morning, you better keep on keeping on in Jesus' name. You better keep on walking in Jesus' name. Say to your neighbor, neighbor. Oh, neighbor. Keep on walking. Say to your other neighbor, neighbor. Oh, on, neighbor. Keep on walking. You better do this ark. You can start in grief, but you better end up in praise. And David is the one who's done this. Most of his songs, he'll start out like Psalm 13. Why, Lord, have thou forgotten me forever? And he'll end up in praise. Glory to your name. Somebody here, you came here in grief, but you better leave here with the praise on your mouth, for the joy of the Lord is my strength. In Jesus' name, say it with me, the joy of the Lord is my strength. In Jesus' name, say it again, the joy of the Lord is my strength. In Jesus' name, I'm gonna make it. I'm not gonna give up. I'm not gonna stop. I'm a survivor. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Give God a hand clap of praise.
Thank you.
I said, give him a hand clap of praise. You can start off in grief, but you better end up in prayer. I said, give God a hand clap of praise. Praise him right now. Stand on your feet and give him a hand clap of praise. In Jesus' name. I said, praise him right now. You can start in grief, but you better end up in praise. Somebody better praise your way into your victory right now. Praise him right now. In Jesus' name. Even though you can't understand what's going on, you better praise him. Continue to praise him right now. In Jesus' name. Praise him for your mother.
We want to thank you for listening today, but before we sign off, we want to share the ABCs of salvation. The A stands for admit. Admit that you are a sinner. The B stands for believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the C stands for confess your sins unto the Lord and confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you can do that today, then today you can be saved. Once you've prayed that prayer, we want to see you in a church home. God bless you. To a word from the Lord, I'm Pastor Michael Eaton, your host. And before we sign off today, we want to encourage you. Visit our website to get this message on our website. Click the radio tab. You can get this free, this message, this program free at www.heargodsword@bethlehem.com. Again, that's www.heargodsword@bethlehem.com. And my email address is mhe@hearGodsWord@Bethlehem. Again, my email is mhe@hearGodsWord@Bethlehem.com. You enjoyed this program today. You feel God leading to support this ministry in your area. Please make your checks out to A Word from the Lord, P.O. Box 563, A Word from the Lord, P.O. Box 563, Falls Valley, Oklahoma, 73075. 73075. Thank you for joining in today, and visit us on our website, www.heargodsword@bethlehem.com. Join our Facebook, our MySpace, our blogs.